Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House managers are expected to continue to press their case against former President Donald Trump today as Trump's Senate impeachment trial continues. Trump is accused of inciting insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month, 2 weeks before leaving office. NPR's Barbara Sprunt says impeachment managers spent part of yesterday trying to bolster their arguments with new video of the violence.
House impeachment managers have so far offered a methodical look at the timeline of events that led to the deadly insurrection at the Capitol on January 6. They argue Trump primed his supporters with false claims that the November election was stolen from them, and then weaponized his supporters' rage to storm the Capitol while lawmakers were tallying the electoral votes. They shared new security camera video that showed just how close the mob came to lawmakers and to the place where Vice President Pence was sheltering with his family. Once managers conclude their arguments, Trump's defense team will have the same amount of time to make their case for an acquittal. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is still trying to steer clear of Trump's impeachment trial, though the bipartisan group of senators with whom President Biden met this morning are now back in the chamber to hear more arguments. Biden and the senators discuss infrastructure. The president says he plans to connect his domestic policy to foreign policy. He raised his phone call last night with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, the conversation focusing on human rights, the crackdown in Hong Kong, and China's unfair economic practices.
They're investing billions of dollars in dealing with a whole range of issues that relate to transportation, the environment, and a whole range of other things. So we just have to step up.
President Biden says he and Xi talked for two straight hours. The U.S. coronavirus pandemic continues to show signs of improvement. Daily cases down about 35% from 2 weeks ago. Will Stone reports health experts say the steady decline is an encouraging sign.
It's not just a drop in cases. The number of people in the hospital for COVID has plummeted from around 130,000 in mid-January to now more than 80,000 nationwide. Deaths are also now trending down. Dr. David Rubin directs the policy lab at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
We are seeing declining cases. And, you know, and what's interesting about this phase we're seeing it everywhere, in every region.
Rubin says there's no one reason, but the end of holiday travel, people being more careful, growing immunity, and the change in season could all be contributing. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Dr. Anthony Fauci predicts that by April, it'll be, as he put it, open season for vaccinations in the U.S. The White House's chief medical advisor on COVID-19 says he expects vaccinations will speed up as more supplies become available. And Fauci says it's possible to reach herd immunity by late summer. This is NPR. The longtime leader of Belarus has opened what he calls a people's assembly in an effort to shore up his legitimacy after months of pro-democracy demonstrations. NPR's Lucien Kim reports from Moscow. The U.S. Embassy in Belarus says the gathering is neither genuine nor inclusive.
Alexander Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994, presided over the Soviet-style meeting of 2,700 delegates, most of them government officials. Lukashenko told the assembly a Western-backed blitzkrieg against his regime had failed and thanked Russia for its support. Lukashenko has imprisoned or exiled his political opponents and sparked mass protests in August when he claimed a landslide victory after a disputed presidential election. Many observers in Moscow say President Vladimir Putin's crackdown on anti-government protesters in Russia is following the example set by his ally Lukashenko. Lucien Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Yoshiro Mori's tenure as head of the Tokyo Olympic Committee may be coming to a close just months before the rescheduled games are set to open. Japan's Kyoto News Agency, among other news outlets, cite unnamed sources in reporting. Mori plans to step down Friday after prompting global outcry for sexist remarks he made about women. The organizing committee's executive board, which is overwhelmingly male, is scheduled to meet on Friday. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down roughly 22 points at 31,415. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.